bunch of drunks. And
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know more about podcasting than I do, don't you?
Well, because I only listen about it. I don't know anything more.
You than only you. Have your own podcast.
Oh, my.
Konnichiwa.
So, hold on. Oh, Taurus, the window's open.
Oh, Chase,
can you close that?
Do you want to close the window for us?
All right, so we're back again. This is going to be podcast number 7.
7.
How do you say 7 in Spanish?
Siete.
This is numero uno. Wait, not numero.
Go the Japanese.
I was going to say, how do you say it like in an Asian language? Siete?
Ichi ni san shi go roku hachi.
Hachi?
Hachi shiji ni.
I don't know.
I have a boner now. What just happened here?
Well, I just felt that was just
konnichiwa.
Anyways.
I took Japanese for a couple of years in college.
What?
Why?
Super skills. Because I took Spanish for a while when I was in like middle school or high school.
But and, college, were there like a lot of like Japanese girls?
No, I just was like, you know, Japanese is a pretty cool language. And I have to study a foreign language for a certain amount of years. I've already done Spanish enough that I'm like not that interested in like going too crazy further with it. Maybe it probably would have been better to just keep going with Spanish.
French?
Yeah, I have no interest in French.
How about Swedish?
Now, Japanese is cool because they have the. Yeah, here's the thing. You could be just barely studying Japanese and know like 3 characters and be like practicing writing them on a piece of paper, and someone will walk by and be like, oh my God, you're so smart. I can never.
Whoa, I kind of like this now.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to know. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have to know a lot to impress people.
All right. So this is NSTS podcast number 7 with me, Dave.
Horace.
And returning as the audience.
Logo. The dog. Oh, wait. Oh, Chase is here, too.
Logo the dog. Yeah. You might hear him snoring or making cute little puppy noises.
Yeah.
Even though he's not a puppy. He's a full-grown dog.
So now we got Chase back and because... Yeah.
So if you're tuning in now and you didn't hear the last one,
wait,
it might be worth going back.
Are you giving a recap in our podcast?
I am.
Wait, I need a recap.
I'm actually like a host now.
I don't think I was here on the last
podcast. Second episode in a row.
I wasn't really here last time.
Oh, my. Horace, are you hearing this shit? He just says he's owning this.
Well, this would be the 4th podcast. You've done 4? So basically,
yeah, that's
I've been on it half as much as you guys have.
This is number 7.
I think
okay.
Logo.
Yeah.
I don't know how to count very well. Don't be fooled by my Japanese skills.
Yeah. Oh wait, how did you say it? Hangman.
Shiji.
I snore.
Wait, no, I think that's Indian.
Oh yeah.
You guys don't sound anything Japanese.
No. Man.
Konnichiwa.
I mean,
oh,
you got
it's
the
a guten tash.
Wait, what's
that Japanese, right?
How about this one? Biru o nominasne.
That
means,
do you want to
let's beer? Drink beer?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
With something like, hey, let's have a beer and go back to my apartment.
Ooh. I know apartment is apartamento. Okay. And back in the day, I might have been able to say that, but you know how when you learn things in college compared to when you learn them in elementary? Like, I could probably say that in Spanish. My Spanish is pretty shitty, but I might be able to get that point across. In Japanese, I also might be able to, but it'd be much rockier.
Yeah.
But it's I took Japanese for a couple years in college, and I remember way more Spanish because I took it when I was younger.
Yeah, when you were younger.
Before my mind had cruddled down to crap.
You know what? I'm pretty wet right now just by you saying whatever.
As always, we always start a 20-minute timer so we can make sure we don't go over 20 minutes for our podcast listeners. So, also, we have Reese's and Logo the dog.
Yeah, Logo's back.
Yeah, Logo's back. All right, so let's start off with what we talked about last podcast. So to recap last episode, I moved to New York. I got a job at Spontaneous. And
I had a job there for 6 months leading up to
when
then.
Did you move? Did you move to New York?
Like 2004.
Like, how long were you in New York before you actually started at Spontaneous?
That's maybe 6 months.
Maybe 6 months.
So I was maybe in New York a year before you arrived.
All right. So you moved
I'm guessing.
You're 2004. I'm 2005, actually.
Yeah. I moved out here like right after I graduated school.
Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to talk a few stories about this place called Spontaneous. So Spontaneous is a visual effects house / motion graphics house that is part of a parent company called Blue Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Rock is an editorial house that actually edits commercials, or music videos, whatnot, whatever, and all that kind of stuff. And we were on the 25th floor?
Yeah, 25th floor, yeah.
And Blue Rock was on the 24th and 23rd floor.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a straddled.
So we had 3 floors.
There might have been a 4th because they had an audio thing.
Oh, that's right. The audio was on the 26th.
I can't remember the name of the audio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who cares? Because audio is fucking
shit.
No one needs to hear us. I like how we're saying this on a podcast. And Audio is worthless. Fuck audio.
Yeah, fuck audio.
As you can tell by the sound of the train in the background.
Here we go. Here we go.
We care very much about our acoustic capabilities.
Yeah. So, okay, Horst just got rid of Logo to Dog so he could actually talk to us finally.
Yep, he wants to move with Dad.
He might come over here. We'll see.
I'm just going to start with one story about Chase. So,
oh, man, this is great because I don't even know what this is.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. There's a creative
director. I hope some of them involve me being a jerk because that'd be really funny.
No.
With your pants off.
Okay, first of all, Chase is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Come on.
Yeah, I just got one story where it's like finally there's this creative director named Juan Del Con that we talked about last time.
Juan Del Con.
How did he talk?
Juan.
No.
Cool man. Cool.
That looks cool, man.
It's cool.
As in last podcast, I didn't know anything about the business. I did not know anything about After Effects. And when I would do a commercial at Spontaneous, I was basically kind of like directing it. And then Juan was like, looking cool, man. And he would just walk out. I'm like, do I need to change anything? I would stress out like till like 5 a.m. every fucking night. But he would just say, it looks cool. So there was this, we were doing a pitch for Wieden. I think it was Wieden Kennedy. No. Publicis. The ad agency Publicis, called okay. Pat Publicis.
Yep.
And they have Kids Pepto-Bismol.
Mm, I remember that spot, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, now I know where the story is.
So I had to write a Pepto-Bismol kids spot. And so there's this other guy named, who was the other senior designer. His name was Scott Valens.
Scott Valens, yeah. But he was... You guys weren't there at the same time.
We were there at the same time.
You were?
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
For a while.
So Scott Valens, when he left Spontaneous, he started his own company called Valens & Company. And when Horst moved up here, I go, hey, Scott, you should work with my cousin Horst. And Horst ended up working there for 6 years straight. Basically, he was with Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. So, Scott's a cool dude. He's also from Ohio.
Yeah. Scott comes around here a lot.
I haven't seen him for a little while. I know, like,
I started in his apartment. Me and him started out of his apartment.
No shit. Yep. Yeah, he's a really cool guy. Yeah.
He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So Horst worked with him. He was his secondhand man for 6 years. We still work on Scott's
basically
spots here.
But we work together now. Like, he directs him, and then we just animate him here.
That's cool, because I know, like, his situation's changed a little bit because of some things that have happened.
But we're still doing the same thing. Like, he's doing his thing, and we just... Basically, the only difference now is just it's not at Valens. It's here at NSTS.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. I love that guy.
Awesome guy.
So I had to write a spot with Juan just said, write it. And I was like, okay, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing. And then Juan will design. So what it was like these two cartoon characters like talking about something. And Juan designed the characters. This will actually be on our blog, by the way, if you want to watch it.
I want to watch this again now.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
We are.
So, yeah. Awesome. So the thing is, at that time, Family Guy had just started.
Mm-hmm.
And
that style of comedy wasn't like...
Yeah, that style of comedy was... Yeah. Well, also, it was Family Guy and Anger Team Hunger Force.
Oh, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So I watched probably about, like, I spent until 5 a.m. watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force before
I wrote
this
script. He does a lot of 5 a.m.
things. That's how normal people watch Aqua Teen. I mean, the normal target audience of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Is, like, really late at night.
Well, it's on at 3 a.m.
It's super random, super fucking weird.
It's
like
still on?
Crazy.
Oh,
as
yeah. But now it's like Aqua. They've changed their names. It's like a different name and then comes back to Aqua Team Hunger Force Strike Squad.
Season.
I think they're on
Strike Squad.
I think they're there like on their last season.
Yeah. God, finally, man. Shit, after 12 years.
I know. I'm like, wow, they're still on? Like, that show had no substance at all.
I was like, I need to write. So the ad agency had asked us, like, hey, can you write something random, something weird and stuff like that? So I watched a lot of that show. The next morning, I wrote it all out. And then Juan approved it. And then the next day, we're like, okay, we need voices. But then we remembered there's this guy named Chase who works in the fucking...
In
the machine room. And he had this crazy low fucking voice for being such a young piece of shit man.
Yeah, I was a young piece of shit man.
And so he sounded a lot like, you know, Family Guy, like Brian. And that's like, I was talking...
I never knew the backstory of, like, why anyone asked me to, like, record.
Well, Juan and I were sitting in the room, and we're like, well, you know what? Fucking Chase over here, he sounds like the Family Guy. And we're like, oh, we should use him, because he'll be fucking amazing, or whatever. And then we couldn't find anyone else. And Scott, actually, I think Scott was, like, preview to a lot of this shit. And Scott's like, well, I'll do the other voice. I'm like, okay, fuck it. We'll do the other voice.
And that was him. That was Scott?
That was Scott.
Wow.
What? So.
This is just blowing my mind now.
I haven't seen this in so long.
So I wrote this spot. So basically, there's two characters in a room, and there is like some diarrhea just sitting in between them. And this is like a cartoon thing. It's a and the characters' bodies are very small, and they have really big heads and big eyes. Chase is playing the guy on the right, if you see this on our blog. Valens is playing the guy on the left side who is totally, what do you call it? Like some Latino?
Mexican.
Some weird Mexican. With a mullet and a mustache.
Hair. And like shorts with hearts on them.
Yeah. He's wearing his boxers with hearts on them and he's touching his dick.
Is for kids?
This is for kids. And this is how we pitched it. And me and
Juan. He's going to have his hand on his pants?
Juan and I went to publicist, pitched it, and publicist was like, this is amazing. We got all fucking trying to figure out how to use it, and it never got used. But just like
anything else. It's still great.
And
let's see, play it.
Okay, we're going to play it real quick. Hopefully you guys can hear it. Ready? And?
Is that poop? What? Is that poop right there on the ground? No. You sure? Because that's, looks like poop. What? Wait, I don't see any poop. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's poop. No. You know, we had that pizza last night that drives you nuts. And that's your post-pizza poop.
What? I forgot about this entirely, and it makes me like so happy to see that you had this like.
I can't believe that was you.
So good, dude!
Wow, I can't believe it was Valens and Chase. Wow, dude,
that's so weird. I totally forgot that Valens was in that.
My mind is fucking blown.
I forgot about this entirely, like until you brought it up, and then I was like, oh my god, that spot! I didn't even remember it was Pepto-Bismol. I was like,
wow, holy shit, dude. What?
That was great. It's your post pizza poop. I have to this is funny because so when you first start working there and I was like, who's this fucking Dave guy? And I have to admit, didn't like you when I met you.
A lot of people who've met me through the years, as far as wherever I worked, always thinks I'm a huge asshole. One of my best friends, Corey, right now, used to hate the shit out of me at Curious Pictures.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone fucking hated my ass.
Because, you know why? Because we're jealous. Because you roll in and you're having a fucking great time, like, right off the bat, and you don't let anyone kill it. And, like, everyone else, like, you know, I have a pretty good time at work, but you're outdoing me at having a really good time at work. Like, if I recall correctly, you used to take naps under your desk.
Oh,
like,
pull that's the chair true. In behind hey, you. I always used to do that all the time.
Classic. Very classic. I have to say, I'm a bit jealous of that because I was like a sucker. I'd, like, put my elbow down on the desk. And like put, and this is when I was in the machine room, so I actually didn't, you know. Like
yeah. You can't really hide in the machine room. Yeah.
So, I used to, you know, doze off from time to time or like during class when I was in school. But like you took it to another level. I was like, oh my God, he went down on the floor and pulled a chair in. So people just thought he was out of his desk. But no one saw him leave the building. So clearly, so maybe he's in the bathroom. Maybe he's like chatting with someone else. You know, I mean, it's not that big of an office, but it's amazing.
Well, okay. When I used to work on Jimmy Neutron. So at Jimmy Neutron, it was like one big room, but it wasn't really cubicles or anything, but you could build a world around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy built a quarter Death Star around his desk. Another guy built Ninja Turtles like sewer.
Oh my that God.
Was,
God.
Yeah. Work. And so what I ended up doing, I was like, I'm going to be very creative. I just covered myself in shower curtains and I made it
breathe very well.
And I made it really dark. In my place. And so if you open my shower curtain, you could just kind of see my monitors on, but it's completely black other than that.
What kind of shower curtains do you have? Because mine are pretty translucent. You have black shower curtains?
In the office, it was just a big space. There was no lights on. So it was completely black to begin with.
So you had to have a light.
You have to have like a lamp in order to actually bring some light to
it. But wouldn't your neighboring lamps come through your shower curtains into your space?
No, because they all had walls.
Oh, they had walls.
Yeah, and we actually built like this like society.
So it was like a creepy lights off
surgery. There's like you go through the shower curtain and then you see this weird hallway of like offices, but with every office is like built really weird, and it just looks like some like homeless people built it. It's just terrible.
It looks like a shanty town.
I mean, it looks like a post apocalyptic like.
It's like Mad Max meets you know.
It was
Jimmy Neutron.
What's that Harrison Ford movie?
Star Wars.
No. With the Cylons, whatever they're called.
What? Battlestar Galactica that did not have.
I forgot.
Oh, what?
The timer's done. 20 minutes.
And we haven't even gotten to our subject yet.
Again. No, we've been doing.
We have.
Yeah,
we're talking about our subject right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was so dark. That's where I used to learn to sleep under the desk. Because I'm Jimmy Neutron. I was a lot faster than everyone else around in my, in my department.
So you're like, get done, then just take a nap?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done with the show.
You
and
would
I'm
drink
like,
all night. You would come in hungover. You would sleep for 3 hours. Then you'd finish the show.
Yep.
Exactly. That's kind of how it was. And I would just sleep under my desk, and people would like come in. I was like, oh, he's not here. So no one even knew. So that's where I learned it before Spontaneous. And at Spontaneous,
you just brought it to the next level.
Yeah. And no one knew.
No one knew. Like, I mean, who's going to think to like look under the table to see if it's curled up under there?
I can't believe you.
Anyway, so continue with your story. You were doing a story.
Oh, so was that I thought you were the fucking asshole. I did not like you. Yeah, maybe
Is a good word for it. So why didn't you like me?
Like, well, it was just like he's having a great time. He's like, oh, everything's always smiles. Everything's always yes. And then I ran into you. I mean, it's not that I had like thought you were an asshole the entire time.
Yeah, but
it hadn't really dawned on me that my opinion of you had completely changed. And so I saw you like after you had gone freelance, you had quit, you had left.
Yeah.
I eventually left, and well, I got promoted out of the machine room. Let's just clear that up. I got promoted. I was a designer. I was animating.
Hey, you were in Juan Duncan's office.
Yeah,
after
I took his office after.
Yes, he took the office.
Wow. I took like the nice window out into the 57th Street.
No, nice.
It was 51st and Lexington.
It was 51st and Lexington.
Out on Lexington.
Yeah.
I was like, I got a window office. I'm like making
I'm
it.
Big
you know,
Pippin.
Yeah, and I was like, I was designing, and then you quit. And then I was – and Scott had quit too. There was no senior designer, and I was just working there. So I was like in your position where you're like, oh, shit, where the fuck am I? And like I was like doing tons of stuff. But they never – like for 6 months or a year or something, they never hired like another
senior designer. No, they didn't hire anybody. Yeah.
Because
you're,
I was just doing it all. So
yeah,
I was like, okay.
Fuck.
And, you know, it was great. I enjoyed it. It was a good opportunity.
You learned a shitload.
I definitely learned a shitload, and – I had an office. That was pretty cool. I haven't had one of those since.
How old were you? How old were you when that happened?
I was like maybe 25 or something.
25. Having your own office in New York.
Isn't it funny when you have your own office, though, like when you're that young? Like, but I feel like that's what you do. Like when you kind of get into your role, you get an office early on.
And then you never have an office again.
It's just
you don't care anymore. Like now I don't even want an office.
Well,
now
I'd rather be in the mix because then I can actually slack off more. It's like
to go back to how I got in this industry. Initially, when I was in school, I wanted to be an editor. I was like, oh, I'm going to school, be an editor. And then I really
wanted to be an editor too.
Yeah, that's a common thing because at a certain point, you think an editor is a really cool and glamorous job.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, I read this book by Walter Murch.
Yeah, Blink of an Eye.
Blink of an Eye, yes. Yeah. Where he talks about how, like, a really good editor should completely not be noticed. Which is true. Like if you're editing a music video, different. But
if
you're editing a film, like you want to tell a story, you don't want someone to know.
It's all about the director. Yeah, it's like
the edit should happen in the blink of an eye.
Yep.
Like boom, it's just natural.
I was never here. This was his story.
And
man, that's how awesome I was.
As like egotistical as that sounds, I want to do work that people notice. Like it seemed a bit underappreciated. Like, I'm gonna
put likes. You want people to post and you want to get those likes.
Yeah, well, I always felt that about you, Chase. Like,
you felt bad about me?
No, I always felt that. Like you.
Oh, felt that. Okay.
So you're an asshole. You were an asshole.
No.
Oh, sorry.
He always.
Both of you were assholes.
He was good. Like, we're okay. So I'm just gonna say it.
I've fallen.
You have fallen, and now you have a dog.
I have a dog.
And a wife.
And I'm married. Oh, my God, it's over. Yeah, can you put in that sound effect?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as when I knew you at Spontaneous, I always felt like, oh, my God, Chase is awesome, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. And I felt like I was always on top of my, like, as far as, like, my talking game. Like, you know, telling, like more confident than everybody else.
Yeah.
You could bullshit better.
Yeah,
well,
I was a good
bullshitter. I never knew that you didn't know what you're doing.
Oh, I had
so
no idea.
It actually is kind of cool to know that you didn't know that. Because, you know, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing, right?
Dude,
we're
any
all just kind of bumbling
the
around.
The first time you
world.
Get that job, you have no clue what you're doing. You're just
if
you've
been doing the same job for 10 years, you know what you're doing. But you're not pushing
now
yourself.
Now you do.
Either,
you know? Now you do. Now you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But back then, no, I'm out of school. Like, I know how to drink.
But no,
I know how to chug.
I mean, I've done jobs before where I've been like, yeah, blah, 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 talk to talk, blah, boom. And I'm like, I don't really know how to do this.
No, once you get the job, you're like, all right, how the fuck do I do this?
I'm going to cash all these checks I wrote.
So, Chase, but after I left Spontaneous, I talked myself into a directing job at Curious Pictures. The clients from Hotels.com.
Oh.
The first pitch I did at Spontaneous came back to me and go, we want you to do more spots. And it was 6 more spots.
And you're like, oh, well.
Yeah. well, I'm not at Spontaneous anymore. And then I was at Curious Freelancing. I'm like, well, hey,
I got these spots.
I went to the EP. I'm like, I got these spots, but I need to do them at a shop, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, right after we did those spots, they gave me a director's shop. And I had no idea what I was doing still. Like, I remember what am those... I going to be a director? I barely just learned to be a motion designer.
Yeah.
How am I a director now?
I remember those spots. I remember I worked on them though, with
great.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the hotels ones that you did at Spontaneous were great.
Yeah. And we did like so much. We did tons more. Like we had the client. At Curious Pictures.
And they were a good mix of like delivering the message of like the bullshit sales thing. Mm-hmm. Not to degrade, you know, I'm pretty sure all of our clients would agree, right? They'd be like, yeah, we got to sell it. But you did a great job of doing that enough. With a beautiful, you know, it was nicely designed. The transitions nice in and out of the footage were really awesome. Yeah, that was one of the challenges. Of that
and
one,
I'll put an example of it on our blog for this
hotels.com.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, so Horace, how's my technical skills to this day?
David doesn't know shit.
You know what? Lemmy used to say, he's like, yeah, he might not know his way on After Effects very well, but man, he is a great storyteller and he has timing. Like his timing. That's what Lemmy used to say. Wow. Yeah, he gave you a huge compliment one time because I don't know if I was talking. Maybe
he
after,
might
maybe
not know After Effects, but he knows storytelling.
He was like, that doesn't matter because, and it's true. It's like at the end of the day, technical skills come and go, right?
Yeah,
like software changes all the time.
You have to know how to tell a story. If you don't know how to tell,
if you
story,
don't know how to tell a story, you're worthless, right? You can know all the tools you want.
You can know
and
how
Chase,
to script.
You have that too. You have that. Horse has that.
I try.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
I think I'm okay.
Kind of an asshole.
I get by from time to time.
Sometimes big. Sometimes
fucking
small.
Fucking bunch of humble motherfuckers in this house. Bah.
But the technical thing, like I consider myself a mainly technical person. Like
I consider myself as a technical.
I'm gonna write a script that does this crap for me.
David's always like, hey, I keep hitting. What's going on? I'm like, uncheck this right here. He's like, oh really? I'm like,
I didn't read that pop up that is right in my face.
I'll be like, when it popped up, what it's saying. I didn't read it. I just kept clicking.
Yeah,
I'm
just clicked okay.
Dude, no, like you're like my mom. Stop clicking.
So I think we come to the end of the podcast for this round. But wait, hold
on. Oh, what? Talk to us, David.
I don't know, but our next neighbor has not come at all.
Oh, he never met Chase.
He never met Chase.
Should we go get him?
You, Horace, go get him.
He's here right now.
Hold on. Horace. I'll go get him Hold on real quick. Let me put the headphones down. Okay, ready? Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. All right, here he is. He's coming in. Hey, Arnold, how's it going?
What do you want? What are you fucking bothering me for?
Arnold, he just...
Who is this fucking kid with you? Okay. I'm fucking working. I'm doing numbers.
I want to say I really am a big fan of your work.
Yeah, fuck you. Come on.
I would love it.
Yeah, I'm a cop, you idiot.
In my office, I have a Total Recall poster.
Oh, yeah, come on. Get your ass to Mars. Do you like
See
it?
You at the party, Rick.
So, everybody.
Are you fucking good?
So, Chase, if you didn't know, Arnold is one of our office next door neighbors.
Unfortunately, I'm with these fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I have to fucking listen to them.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. How does it move?
I remember
Arnold
showing up for the last
No, he didn't come in the last podcast. Arnold, where were you?
I'm doing my maid. What do you think?
Oh, I should have known.
I got to make another baby. Come on.
Does your dick really get hard still? Or do you have to use Viagra, Arnold?
Fuck Viagra.
Why?
I just take tequila.
Oh, my. Tequila?
And then fucking there it is. It's just like, and it spews. It's like, yeah, like that. That actually sounds like my balls.
When they clean against each other, is that what it is?
Yeah. They're always fighting.
All right, okay, Arnold, this is enough time. I think you have to get the fuck out of here.
All right. Arnold, time's over.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hasta la vista. I'll be back.
Well, anyway, so this is coming to the end of the podcast, part 7, one of those two. Anyways.
Eight. Is it 8?
Yeah, seven. This is 7. Right, whatever. Is it 7?
7. Because we did 6 last week.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Chase, Chase, thanks for being part of our audience. Anyway, so this is Dave. Yeah.
This is Horace.
This is Chase.
All right. Thank you for coming.
All over David's face.
Neck and chest. This is NSCS.
And ears.